turn, please, to Luke chapter 15. Luke and chapter 15, please. Sure that we're all aware of what today is, and some might say a very important day. I'll try to explain that to my family to no avail, but there we are. Luke chapter 15, I want to read about a father on Father's Day. And this man that we have in Luke chapter 15 was the father of two sons. We're going to read from Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. Luke chapter 15 and verse 11, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now I just want to think about the father that we have in Luke chapter 15 with regard to the message of the gospel, this message of good news for each and every one of us. You know, God is described in the Bible as the Father, God the Father. And we have God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, we didn't read the verse, but there's another verse that I would just want to think about and keep in the back of our mind as we think about this account in Luke chapter 15. There's a verse in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14 which says, the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. Now that's a tremendous verse that I want to think about tonight as we think about this account, just for a few minutes. The Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. This is what the gospel message is all about. That God is in heaven, the creator of all things, the Father. And he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world. And he sent him to be the Saviour of the world, to be our Saviour, to be your Saviour. So that if we put our faith and our trust in him, we can know him as our Saviour and know that our sins are forgiven. Now this man that we read about, that the Lord Jesus Christ tells us about in Luke chapter 15, this father had two sons. And they worked on the farm, and we find that one of them in particular wanted what was due to him. He wanted his inheritance. Instead of waiting, he wanted it now. So the father reluctantly gave him what was his due. You know, instead of staying with the father and staying with the family business, this man with this son, with his inheritance, went away. He went away from the family, went away from the business, went away from all the privileges that his family had, the servants, and he went with his money, and it tells us that he went and wasted it all. I'm sure that with that money, he may have had many friends. While he had that money, maybe he had everything that he could have wanted as far as this world is concerned. But he went and he spent all. He wasted it all. He wasted his substance with riotous living. He lived his life exactly how he wanted to. He never gave a thought for God. Never gave a thought for what God had done. And all that he was able to enjoy was only because God had provided it. But he wasted his father's substance, and then it tells us that he had nothing left. I'm sure he got to a point where the money ran out. I'm sure he got to a point where all the friends that he had had in the past were now gone because the money was finished. And all of a sudden he realizes that he has nothing. He spent all. And not only that, not only did he lose everything that he had, but there arose a famine in the land as well. He got to rock bottom. He got to realize that he had nothing. He then had to try and find work for himself to try and provide. He ends up working on another farm. But not doing the son's role, but just the servant's role. And he ends up working with pigs and even eating what they were eating. And he gets to the lowest point of his life. And the Bible tells us that in verse 17, when he came to himself, he realized at rock bottom he had nothing. Something had to be done. And he realized that he had to go back. And he realized he looked back and thought of what was going on back at home. Even the servants at home had more than he had now. And he realized what he had to do was to go back to his father and tell him, I was wrong. I've sinned. But I'm not sure that what was going through his mind was, how would my father react? Surely he's going to be absolutely furious with what I've done. I've taken the money. I've wasted it all. I've got nothing. And now I come back. But he came to himself and he realized that he had to go back and say, I've sinned. You know, we need to, that phrase, he came to himself. That's a key phrase in the life of this man. You know, that's a phrase that we need to really take on board. You and I, the Bible tells us that we're sinners. We're lost. We're heading for a lost eternity, separated from God. But God loved this world, and God loves you, and God loves me. And he sent his son to come into this world to die upon a cross. And so that if we believe on him, repent of our sin, and turn to him, the Bible says we can be saved. But we need to come to ourselves. When he came to himself, we really need to realize that we cannot get to heaven in our own strength. We don't deserve it. Nothing. We don't deserve anything that God has given us. We need to realize we're at the lowest point, and that God loves us and sent his son to die for us, and we need to come to ourselves. Now, he says in verse 18, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned. That's exactly where we need to be. We need to come into the presence of God and say to him, we've sinned, and recognize that we are sinners in God's sight, and we cannot do anything about that in our own strength. It's all of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. We're relying completely upon what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. We need to come to ourselves and recognize that he has done everything. He gave everything. He gave his only son for you and for me, so that we can have eternal life in heaven. But we need to come to ourselves and recognize it's nothing of self, nothing of me. We don't deserve it, but God has given everything in the person of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, he recognizes, he needs to go back. He needs to go back to the Father. And he says, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I'm not worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy the hired servants. And so he starts to make the journey back. I wonder how he was feeling. How's the Father going to respond? You know, the amazing thing is that when he was a great way off, there was somebody in the distance that he saw. Now maybe the father had been out every day just hoping that one day his son would come home. Maybe he'd gone out every day looking into the distance, hoping that despite all that his son had done, just hoping that the son would return. You know, God the Father, who loved you and gave his son to die for you, is longing every single day for you to come to him. There's going to be a day when this opportunity to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ is going to draw to a close. We don't know when we're going to get taken into eternity. We don't know when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back. The opportunity for you and I to believe is not always going to be there, but at this moment in time, you are in a very privileged position of being able to hear the gospel know the gospel and able to respond to the gospel. And the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father is waiting for you to come to him and to repent of our sin and turn to him. The Father was waiting. And the Father was waiting. And as he saw him, the Father immediately leaves home and runs toward him. Instead of being angry, and maybe that was what upon the Son's mind, maybe, but and maybe you think, well, surely, you know, up until this point in my life, I have barely given God a thought. I have never had any thought for his Son who loved me and died for me upon a cross. I've never read the Bible. I've never prayed. Why would he be interested in someone like me? I tell you, this God, the God of heaven, the creator of this world, is interested in every single one of us and loves us and has great love and compassion for us and was prepared to send his only Son that you and I might be free from sin and might be on our way to heaven if we'll just put trust him. And the Father ran. He was so delighted. Maybe he'd been out every day waiting and longing for him to return, and this day he saw him and he runs and he has great love and compassion for his Son. And he fell on his neck and kissed him. Even after all that he had done, you know, that's exactly the position that we are in. If we come to God, if we come to him today, he's waiting. He's longing. The Lord Jesus Christ loved us and died for us. And the Bible says that him that comes to me, he said, I will never cast out. You know, as soon as the Son arrived home, not only did he embrace him, but he called everyone around him, the family, friends, neighbours, to rejoice in the fact that this Son had returned. Do you know, if you were to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as your Saviour, there'd be rejoicing in heaven over a sinner repenting and coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son for you and for me. And that if we but put our faith and our trust in him, what rejoicing there would be in heaven. You know, you can know that you're on your way to heaven tonight. You can know that your sins are forgiven. You can know the great love and embrace the great love that God has for you in sending his Son for you. And just in the seat where you are, repent of your sin and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ who loved you and died for you upon a cross. He loves us. He longs for us to return. And he came to his Father and he said, I have sinned. You know, there was great rejoicing though, because as far as the Father was concerned, this my Son, who he thought maybe even was dead, he says he's alive. He thought he was lost, but he's found. And that's exactly where we are. We might be spiritually dead in our sin, but we could be alive. We might be lost as far as this world. The Bible talks about that we're all like sheep. We're lost in this world. You know, I used to work in agriculture and I used to see thousands of sheep. I never didn't work with animals, thankfully, but I saw thousands of sheep. Strange animals. Now, they could be in a field with plenty of food and water, but if there's a gap in the hedge, one goes for it. And then the next one follows. And the Bible says we're just like sheep. We're wandering through life without any purpose. But how wonderful that there is one who loved us and died for us and wants us no longer to be lost and in our sin, but wants us to be found and put our faith and our trust in him. Dear friend, tonight, the Father sent the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the Saviour of the world. And he can be your Saviour and he can be mine. But we need to respond to the message. It's a tremendous message, the greatest message that you will ever hear. But God loves you and sent his Son to die for you. And he longs for you to come to him and to put your faith and trust in him. Here's a father who thought he'd lost his Son. Never thought he'd see him again. But he was longing with arms outstretched, with great love and compassion for him. And that's the same for the Father in heaven today, whose arms are, he longs for you to come. He longs for you to respond to the fact that he gave his Son to die for you upon a cross. And he longs for you to come to him and believe on him and be saved from your sin. How wonderful as we think about this Father's Day, how wonderful we can think about this tremendous verse in the Bible, that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. And he can be your Saviour if only you'll believe on him. The Bible says believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he says you will. be saved. Shall we pray?